Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints. Welcome, everybody, to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you're doing well today. I hope you've had a productive day. I hope and pray that you've had a blessed day in the Lord. A day, yes, full of challenges. A day, yes, full of activities. A day, yes, full of chores and a little task here and there, but a wonderful day in the Lord. Well, it's Wednesday. I want to give a shout out to my baby girl, Madison. It's her birthday today. And happy birthday, sweet 16, to little Madison, little Maddie. We're looking at Romans chapter 16, Romans 16, and we are looking at a woman by the name of Phoebe. It says in Romans chapter 16, 1, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she have need of you. For she have been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks today for all the wonderful women in our church. Grace Church is filled with women like Phoebe, women that we can commend, women who love the Lord, women who not only love the Lord but serve the Lord. Women who would do whatever it takes to be a blessing to both saints and sinners. We thank you, Lord, for the many Phoebes at Grace Church, and we pray that you would bless this lesson in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way with our hearts. Holy Spirit, speak to us today as we endeavor to study the Word and to arrive at truth. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. By the way, we had a great, outstanding prayer meeting last night. They just keep getting better. Our prayer meetings are just amazing as to how the Lord really uses Sister Linda Hart and the team of intercessors to pray each and every week. And I was speaking to Pastor Harry today, and Pastor Harry says, boy, those prayer warriors at Grace Church, they are amazing. You know, we've had a lot of major situations in Pastor Harry's personal life. Pastor Harry called me and said, doctor took 4 x-rays, and the doctor was amazed that he couldn't find any broken bones. And Pastor Harry attributed it to the prayer chain, Sister Linda and the intercessors. And I have to agree with him. There was, you know, we got some calls this week, and there were some tough situations there, and we went to praying. We went to calling on God, and things which could have been a whole lot worse by his grace, by God's grace alone, turned out a whole lot better. We attribute that to God's people calling on the Lord, sending an SOS to God, dialing 911 towards heaven, and calling upon God to save us in the midst of trouble. So join us every Tuesday as we seek the Lord in prayer. We're not asking for ourselves. We're asking for the community at large. We're interceding for others. And as we intercede for others, we are assured that God already knows my need and your need, and he will meet them as we pray unselfishly for others. Yesterday, we looked at the first part of the text where Paul says, I commend unto you Phoebe. Paul says, you to stand with this sister. Stand with her. Because in the past, she stood with others. She even stood with me when I was down and out. And she deserves that we return the favor. We also know from her name, or we suspect from her name, that she is of Gentile extract, that she is of Gentile stock, that she is not a Jew, as many in Romans chapter 16. Now, today, we want to look at the term, our sister. Paul says, I want you to stand with Phoebe, our sister. Let me remind you that all of humanity is one big family. This week, I was at Herkimer Community College. Sister Linda took me to give blood. The doctor who had just given me a checkup a couple of weeks ago says, go donate blood. And I said, sure, yeah, I'll donate blood. And I walked out his office, and I didn't give it a second thought. Neither did I make an appointment to give blood. But lo and behold, Linda Torres made an appointment and dragged me to Herkimer Community College to give blood. So I'm there, and I'm called. They call me to give blood, and I walk over, and the guy starts his registration. And the young man, very nice young man, who's doing his job, said to me, can I have your name? So I give him my name, Michael Torres, date of birth, and I give him my date of birth. And then he says, what race are you? I said, human. And he said, excuse me? I said, yes, you heard correctly. I am a member of the human race. No, sir. What race are you? I said to him, do you mean like in critical race theory, where the federal government wants us to be pinned once again, one against another, by taking sides as far as race is concerned? He says, no, well, not really. I mean, I'm, you know. And so Sister Linda walks over and she says, don't mind him. He's ornery. You know, he is what he is. And I said, no, I'm not trying to give the young man trouble. I'm trying to educate him because the Bible says, speaking of blood, by the way, young man, speaking of blood, the Bible says in Acts 17 that God made from one blood, from Adam and Eve, he made all that dwell upon the face of the earth. We are the brotherhood of man. We are all members of one race, the human race. The Bible says we are. So my answer to you, young man, is we are members of the human race. This thing about the black race or the white race or the Hispanic race, that's not biblical. In fact, that causes a lot of division, a lot of hurt, and a lot of war. So I'm a member of the human race. So then he went to the next question, and, oh, what sex are you? I says, you're kidding me, right? I says, and he starts to laugh. I said, I'm male. So nice day at Herkimer Community College giving blood to the Red Cross. And you bump into these nice people who have been so indoctrinated in such a way contrary to the Word of God. So here we are. Phoebe is our sister for two reasons. One is, Paul can say she is our sister. Now, Paul is a Jew, and she's a Gentile, right? And with that, Paul says she's our sister because we all come from Adam. So she's our sister on two fronts. All of the unsaved in the world are our brothers and sisters, believe it or not, because they all come from Adam. They all come from Eve. All of them, right? So let me give you some scriptures. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Let's go to Romans 5. Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 12. So at one time, Paul was unsaved. He was a Jew. He was a worshiper or an observant of Judaism. And Phoebe was a Gentile, so she was a pagan. She worshipped false gods, and Paul thought he was worshipping the one true God, but he was so wrong. And the Bible says in Romans 5:12, wherefore, as by one man, there we go again, one man, we all come from one man. So when the young man at the Red Cross was asking me, you know, what race are you? Well, I come from one man, the same way you come from one man. Just one race, the human race. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed on to all men, for that all have sinned. See, we're all brothers and sisters under Adam, the first Adam. So Paul says she is our sister. In what sense is he referring that to? Is she our sister in Adam? True. That's true. But that's not his focus. Let me also take you to, here's another scripture that I think might interest you. Go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 15, verse 45. Corinthians 15:45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was a living soul. The first man, Adam. And the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. So there's two Adams. One Adam. From the first Adam, all men proceed when it comes to the body. You have a human nature. You all proceed from that first man who was formed in the garden by God, to whom God breathed into him the breath of life. All of us, all sinners, every human being ever born is a child of Adam, and since they are a child of Adam, we are all, in that sense, brothers and sisters. But when Paul calls Phoebe and says, refers to her as our sister, he's not referring to her as a sister in Adam, but he's referring to her as a sister in Christ, making Phoebe our sister twice over. Every person who goes to Grace Church is my sister, is my brother twice. Why? First, they're my brother and sister in Adam. Secondly, they're my brother and sister in Christ, because there's two Adams. One Adam gives us generation. What does that mean, Pastor, generation? Well, the word generation, G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-O-N, the word generation means life produced by man. Let's go to Genesis chapter 5. Let me take you to Genesis 5. In Genesis 5, starting at verse 1, it reads, "This is the book of the generations of Adam." Notice the word generations. This is the book of the generations of Adam, or rather, another way of putting it is, this is the registry of all those who naturally proceeded from Adam, according to the flesh. It goes on to say, in the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him, male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day in which they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and he begot a son in his own likeness, after his own image, and he called his name Seth. And the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and he begot Enos. So notice, life produced by man, when a man gets married and the wife becomes pregnant and the child is born, they go in a book called the Book of Generations. You have one generation following another generation, because a generation is life produced by man. Now, Phoebe is our sister because she proceeds from Adam. She's our sister according to the flesh. Now, distant flesh, because Paul is a Jew and she's a Gentile, but still Jew and Gentile all proceeded from Adam and Eve. So she's our sister in that sense. This is why the Bible says in Genesis 5, these are the generations of Adam. Now, she's our sister in a secondary sense, in that she's our sister according to regeneration. Jesus said, you must be born again. Jesus is the second Adam. Jesus is the one that gives you what? Spiritual life. Adam gives you natural life. Jesus gives you spiritual life. Adam generates you. Jesus regenerates you. Again, 1 Corinthians 15:45. So it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. It is the last Adam, Christ Jesus, who gives us the new birth. Adam gives us the birth in our flesh. Jesus gives us our birth in the spirit. It is in this second sense that Paul is emphasizing when he calls, he says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister in Christ. Now, he doesn't have to write sister in Christ because we already know, based on the recommendation, that she is already our sister in Christ. But I commend her to you because she's our sister in the Spirit. She's born again. She's a sister who is produced, who has been given life by the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to take you to one more text, one more. Or let me restate that. Let me give you two more Bible verses. Going back to Romans 5, verse 19. We just read Romans 5:12. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed unto all men, in that all have what? Sinned. There you go. Adam sinned. He passed on the sin nature to all of his children that came from his loins. Phoebe and Paul were two of those children. But then in verse 19 of Romans 5, it says, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made what? Righteous. Who's that one? That's the second Adam. By the obedience of Christ to the will of the Father and the death of the cross were many made righteous. So she is what? She is our sister in Christ. Last scripture, Ephesians chapter 2. Let's go to Ephesians 2. It says in verse 1, Ephesians 2:1, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you used to walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. In other words, you did what Satan told you to do based on his program that he set up, his agenda, his routine that was already established in this sinful world. Everybody was doing what Satan wanted them to do, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of the world. You followed the curriculum of the world, who was established according prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. See, my brothers and sisters, in the past, before we came to Christ, we were the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. We were called children of disobedience because we were following Satan. Verse 3 says, among whom also we all had our conversation. That word conversation, that's the King James word. It always gives people lots of trouble. That word conversation really means lifestyle. Among whom also we all had our lifestyle in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he have what? Quickened us together. Remember, 1 Corinthians 15:45 says the second Adam is a quickening spirit. For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved through faith. Verse 8, for by grace you are saved through faith, not of your own selves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So at one time, we lived in sin. We were under the power of Satan. We went according to the flow of this sinful world. This world has a one-track mind. Do you know what the one-track mind of this world is? Sin. Sin. You see, the mind of the saint is one of sanctification. We're always thinking about living holy, serving God in a righteous manner. The world's mindset is sin. And Satan has set up this world as a big amusement park filled with sinful things to do. And as pilgrims passing through this world, we abstain from the things that Satan has to offer. At one time, we were children of disobedience. At one time, we belonged to that big brotherhood, and all other men and women that were sinners were our brothers in sin. But as we came out from that through the grace of God, and we are now born again, we belong to another family. We belong to the family, to the household of faith. So when Paul says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, he's talking about their sister twice. Twice. Because she was once their sister in Adam, but now, and more importantly, she is their sister in Christ. She is a co-heir. See, all brothers and sisters are co-heirs of eternal life. The children of disobedience are co-heirs of eternal damnation. All those whose names are not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life shall be cast into the lake of fire. All the daughters and sons of Adam and Eve who remain children of disobedience and never come to Christ, they have their inheritance, if you will, in the lake of fire. But those who are born again, those who have the second birth through the grace provided by the second Adam, they're members of the household of faith, and their eternal abode is heaven. So it is in this last sense that Phoebe is our sister. She is our sister in Christ and co-heir of eternal life. Well, saints, we'll be back tomorrow to continue our series on Romans 16. God bless you. And happy birthday, Madison.
Lord, you are high and exalted. Mighty God, such a strong deliverer, Lord God. Lord, we look to you for our strength. We know that we can do all things through you. Lord, you strengthen us. Mighty God.
Oh, I know I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. The power of God and the word of life. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. Yes, I can. Trusting in the Lord.
Sargent and Miss